What is up, Grinders? Happy afternoon to you. We're doing the Fantasy Draft Live Happy Hour show. I've got two of my favorite guys in the DFS world, Jack Hendrickson and Grant Niefer over here. Jack, can you always, I always forget your Twitter, your exact way of spelling your last name. So you want to just get that out the way?
Yeah. How to spell my last name?
You're just your whole, your Twitter handle.
My Twitter handle is winning247, and then it's JK Hendrickson, but it's Hendrickson with an X.
Okay, good to get it out there. And Grant Niefer is GNEIFFER07.
Yeah, I believe you got it right, sir. It's
I
only
finally got it.
2 years. I'm so proud of you.
All right, cool. Well, I'm looking forward to doing the show with you guys. We're going to be talking about fantasy draft as well as DraftKings and break down this nice six-game slate. It's actually kind of an interesting slate, so I'm kind of looking forward to tonight. How about you guys?
Oh, gosh, I'm excited. I've got so many thoughts that are going to go inevitably wrong, but right now they all sound pretty enticing.
All right, well, that sounds good. So one thing I do want to mention is we have a in the Roto Grinders chat league on Fantasy Draft, there is a 32-man $5 tournament. You can play with us. We're all going to get some entries in there, so should be a good time. The winner gets a Fantasy Draft hat. Don't forget to sign up now. You should see the link in chat momentarily. And yeah, it's a great little, great fun little event. So try and get in while you can. We've got a few entries in already, and I'm sure it'll fill up in the next 30, 45 minutes or so. So try to get in as fast as you can. All right, guys, you guys ready to get down to the actual slate?
Oh yeah, ready as all.
We got six games, and we're gonna go game by. We're gonna go game by game. I've got Indiana at Denver to start. 225 over under. Actually, you know what? We're skipping that game. That's today's game. So it's a five-game slate because that game started, that's in London, and is going on right now, actually. So we're going to move right past that one and go to New Orleans at Brooklyn, 216.5 over-under, New Orleans minus -5. Jack, I'm going to start with you. Who are we looking at in this game? I know it's an up-paced game. It should be a lot of guys we like, but I'm having trouble defining it without knowing Davis's health.
Yeah, Davis is definitely interesting. If we start on the New Orleans side, I mean, if Davis is out, man, sign me up for almost 100% of Holiday. I think he would just run this game, and it'd be basically all him, and they'd lean on him a lot.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And also, it's a plus matchup, obviously, for Holiday. There's a little bit – I'm having a few internet difficulties all of a sudden. Apparently, I'm hiccuping, so sorry about that to anyone out there. Hopefully can you guys still hear me fine?
I can still hear you. You're good. I'll tell you if you're fudging up.
All right. Just wanted to double check. Got a little message up there saying that I might be cutting in and out. So you're saying, going with Holiday, I mean, even if Davis does play, I still think Holiday is very much in play, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, against Brooklyn. And what's nice is you got two teams. I love any game with Brooklyn. As long as you see Brooklyn, I mean, this is going to be a targeted game, especially on a five-game slate. You know it's going to be high scoring. It's going to be – should be a close spread. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that I kind of like. I'm going to be stretching, even if Davis plays, for some Monty Unis. I feel like he's going to start getting a bigger role with them. You know, he's a good basketball player. He's a smart basketball player, and I really like him too in this matchup.
Yeah, I think Monty Unis is a really good call. I think that he's a guy we should definitely look at going forward as well because he has some value. On the Brooklyn side of things, who do you like before I get over to Grant?
I hate to say it, but I feel like tonight's a Brook Lopez night.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to elaborate on that one a little bit?
You know, I just like I like centers against the Pelicans. Noah got in foul trouble. I don't know if everyone saw what O'Quinn did off the bench, but, you know, he's a scorer, Lopez, and I feel like he's going to kind of have his way, and I think this is one of those games where he kind of he has those big games every once in a while, so I feel like this could be one of those nights for him. I just really like the spot.
Yeah, he definitely is a matchup problem. There was a couple of value guys who I was thinking about, and I just wanted to get your quick opinion on. Kilpatrick is getting so cheap that if they decide to run him for 30-plus minutes for any reason tonight, he's a guy for GPPs I could see using just because his upside is very high in a game that's obviously, like all Brooklyn games, going to be up-tempo. He hasn't been doing much lately, and I'm thinking that'll keep people off of him, but I love him for GPPs tonight.
Yeah, I think he's way too cheap, and I think on FanDuel, he's only, 4,100?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too cheap. I mean, he's gonna get his run sooner or later. I mean, he's one of the better scorers on the team, and I think we gotta play him at this price.
Yeah, I totally am with you, Grant. You want to fill in any guys that we might be missing?
No, I mean, you guys, Hild, Buddy, good old Buddy, could have a pretty decent game. I mean, he's going up against the Brooklyn defense. He's only 9,200 over there on fantasy draft, and he's been playing pretty well lately, getting good numbers. I don't think Evans is going to get that much of an increase in minutes, but honestly, if Davis doesn't play, he could be in for getting some more usage and maybe even coming off that minutes restriction a little bit. He's in play. I wouldn't really go there if Davis is playing, but I think it's possible. But you guys basically nailed everyone. All those guys are in play. Holiday's hugely in play for me if Davis doesn't play, and still just as much in play, I think, if Davis does play, because his ownership's going to go down a little bit. You guys got any thoughts on Galloway, the 6K price tag near or at minimum value there?
I think you can go there in GPPs, but it's not where I'm going to go personally. How about you, Jack?
I can't do it. I mean, I understand. He's just rolled the dice, and I'm kind of one of those guys. I feel like I can get more value for my dollar than – he's just a complete gamble in my opinion. And I don't blame people, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm sort of on that same boat. But I do think that there's one guy we didn't mention who I actually have a lot of interest in, and I might get laughed at for this one. But if you look at the game log, there's certainly reason to get behind it. You know what I'm going to say, too.
Yeah.
Justin Hamilton, just at that price, when you're trying to find value in the guy, you know, he put up 15 in his last game, which is not great, but obviously it doesn't kill you at 3,400. 27 before that, 20.5 before that, 32 before that. Since they've been playing this, you know, I don't know how many games and how many days, but basically whether they played the 5th, 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th. They had all these games. They said they were going to, you know, start resting up some of their players for this stretch. And his minutes have kind of ticked up to the mid-20s. And if he's playing in the mid-20s, I think he's really interesting tonight. If he knocks down a couple threes and, you know, grabs a few rebounds, he's going to do enough for you. And the guy's got a decent game. And, you know, at 3,400 on DraftKings, 6,600 on Fantasy Draft, I think he's an interesting value play. I probably wouldn't go there on Fantasy Draft because of the roster construction's different and you can use multiple positions differently, and I probably don't want to use him in that format. But when you're trying to fill in a couple spots on your DraftKings, I don't know, just 3,400, I think he's a guy who could go out there and get you 25 and put you way ahead of the field. But again, that's a GPP-only play. Thoughts?
I don't play him on Fantasy Draft. DraftKings, it's an all right play. I'm not going to go there. But don't play him on Fantasy Draft with the way you can construct lineups and the huge amount of flexibility. It's not worth it.
Okay. Yeah,
Bobby, I thought you were going to say you actually made me feel a little better. I thought you were going to go with Bogdanovich.
So. Oh, no. Not when they're all back, man. I'll go with Bogdanovich, but not when everybody's back, especially at his price raise and everything like that. And you're thinking about just because the game log, obviously. And
I thought that's where you're going to go, and I was just like, uh-oh. But Hamilton, I can definitely – I don't hate it. But like Grant was saying, not on Fantasy Draft, you know, maybe other sites. So I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's hard because I always look for correlations in play, and it's really hard with the Nets because they play everybody such a, you know, varying degree of minutes. Sort of the Lakers have that problem sometimes too. If we don't go with Randall or Russell, we don't generally know what to do. They have these great up-paced games, but you don't really know who to take from their side of it. So a lot of times I'll end up finding myself, and especially if Davis is out for any reason tonight, which we still haven't heard for sure word, although I assume he'll play. If he's out, I think you can take up to three Pelicans tonight. Even at Terrence Jones' crazy price, he probably will get overlooked, but you might actually, you know, he's 11.9 on Fantasy Draft and 6K on DraftKings, which is crazy. But if Davis doesn't go, that should be that. I don't think 30 fantasy points is any problem for him at all. So
yeah,
might be a sneaky play. All right. I think we're about covered this game. You guys ready to move on to the next one?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. We have the Bulls at Knicks. I do want to mention also that it's a 4:30 p.m. start, 7:30 Eastern time start tonight. So don't worry about getting your lineups in by 4 o'clock. Just make sure you have them in by 4:30. The Bulls at Knicks.
7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm a West Coast guy. It's been my whole life. Yeah. It's so hard to get on the Eastern time thing. But okay, sorry, 7:30 Eastern time. At 8 p.m. Eastern time, the Bulls play at the Knicks. Let's see. I'm sort of having a little hiccup with my over-under sheet. Oh, it's a 204 over-under. It's New York -3. I actually feel like that over-under is a little lower than it should be. Grant, why don't you start this one off? Who do you like in this game?
Oh, my goodness, Dwayne Wade. With Butler off the floor, ran court IQ on RG, and I think he had a 41% usage. Without Mrazek on there, it's similar. And without Rondo on the floor, because it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's coming off the bench tonight. And so I think Rondo will still get a decent amount of play tonight. I won't be surprised either way. But Wade is just an absolute just monster lock for cash games tonight. He's going to see a bunch of usage throughout the course of the entire game. The minutes will be there. He has a real high upside, and his floor is massive. So I don't really see myself fading him anywhere. And
yeah, then just, sorry, go ahead. I love your lead point. I just want to point out that 41% is the same usage Russell Westbrook has, to give people an idea out there. So it's the – and it had that Russell Westbrook has the highest usage in NBA history. So without Mirotic and Butler on the court, both those two, Wade's – that's his usage rate is 41%. So that's really something. It's like, yes, you might want to fade him because everybody will be on him, but how do you fade him? I don't even know how you do it.
Yeah, no, I don't see any way of fading him tonight. I mean, there's going to be a few chalk plays, and you find your contrarian move elsewhere. I'm going to be all over him. Melo, I think, is a pretty good play tonight, although his ownership's projected to be about 30%. And then everyone else on the team is just a little bit of a flyer. I could see Kristaps. I could see Gibson. I could see Rose, Rondo, Carter. Kyle Quinn, I don't think you need Chase after his last game. That was a little bit of a thing. I want to get your thoughts, because you know a hell of a lot more than I do about this guy. Valentino tonight, he's probably not going to get the same run, but he's min-priced.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there, but maybe Jack's got a hot take on that one.
Well, you know, Valentine, I was all over the other night, but I kind of – my lineup just took forever. I wouldn't take him tonight just because of, you know, Wade back in, but I knew he was going to get a good amount of run. He's going to get good run, but a guy I feel like that's going to go under-owned because everyone's probably all mad at him is Dougie D. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone's pissed at this guy just because of the recent level play he did. And talk about now's the time. That's the way I like to do it, is I kind of was off him the past couple nights, so now I'll take the risk on him. And we know what he does. He's only going to score. His price has come down a little bit around the industry, so I don't mind him in this matchup. A guy that I surprisingly like on the Bulls, and I never say this, I just saw his price on FanDuel, but Robin Lopez.
Yep. Yep, I'm actually on the Robin Lopez train a little bit tonight. I mean, that the New York against centers is a real thing. I know he's not exactly the center you want to target, but his price is right, and the situation works out well enough where I think he's going to have to stay on the court because New York does have bigs. He'll play 27, 28 minutes. I think he could easily get to 30 fantasy points, maybe even have a little bit of upside in there in this extremely positive matchup against the Knicks' awful front line. Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the Robin Lopez. I'm on board with Robin Lopez tonight. Grant, you're not a big fan?
I mean, I guess looking at that 7,800 price tag, it's you can go there, but I don't. I mean, you guys maybe got me on him a little bit, but as of this moment right now, I'm not playing him at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny spot because everybody, there's a lot of question marks in this game still. I don't think Valentine will get as much run as he did last time, but I actually like his overall game. And moving forward, when there's going to be minutes available, I think he's a guy you can actually target when the Bulls are missing a Butler or a Wade and he might need some scoring. He's going to become a really, really good basketball player. But it's hard to pick tonight. I think I love what you said about McDermott because he's burned so many people. This might be a really good sneaky spot. Carmelo can get sort of lackadaisical on defense at times. They're going to be on the road. They're going to, you know, Wings can have varying success against the Knicks. They've had huge games and they've been completely shut down a few times. So I don't know. I think that McDermott could be in a sneaky spot just because people will be off of him based on recency bias. But other than that, I mean, it's hard to know. Even including that, it's just hard to know where to go with the Bulls other than Wade. Anything against Wade tonight, Jack?
You know, you can't go against him like you guys were saying with his usage, but like as a tournament player, I'm so tempted, but you'd be stupid in this spot. I mean, with a five-game slate and a player that's going to be that high owned for reasons that, you know, are very explainable. So I couldn't do it. I've been thinking about it all day, but I just can't. He's in too good of a spot. But another thing with McDermott, like just to point to people, like he's a lot different of a player when he has that other star on the court. Like, the reason I didn't like him, he's not the type of guy that's really going to create his own shot. He's a good setup shooter, that type of thing. So with Wade on the court and the defense probably focusing him more there, might open a couple shots up for him. He's not going to go and create his own shot most of the time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I've gotten killed by McDermott on nights where everybody was out, basically, but he needs one of those guys to get his shots, and I totally agree with that. He's a floor spacer, and, you know, he can get hot from the three-point line, which is what you're paying for, and, you know, maybe he'll do a few peripheral things along the way, but the guy is basically you're betting on a shooter, but if he can't create his own shot, he's not going to be shooting. So, yeah, I think that was a really good point. So I really like I think McDermott makes a really good sneaky tournament play. I think Taj is actually in play, even though I don't love it. It's just not my favorite situation in the world. And I can't really explain why. Maybe it's just because I feel like he's got a capped upside. But, I mean, the Bulls were looking for him the other night. I think I'm going with Robin Lopez as my favorite play in this game. And, you know, we got the narrative streak too. He's going back to New York and, you know, there's got to be a little bit of love there. It's in, you know, going back to where he was playing before. I think that there's a good spot that he has a good game tonight.
Yeah, I'd say there's a possibility.
All right, so we've got yeah, obviously we all love Wade. So anybody else we want to mention before we move on to the Lakers and Spurs?
Felicio may be a long shot at 1% ownership at min price. Like he can put up a decent game. It's not likely to happen, but it's something that you can do if you're playing in a big field tournament.
Do you think Felicio will really be 1% owned on this short slate?
I mean, that's what Mr. Chris Gimeno is projecting him at, so.
Man, I wish he had some real upside because that would be a guy who I could get interested in because I think he'll play minutes if things don't go well for Lopez. Anyway, so I think that's a good point. Jack, anybody else we forgot to mention?
Did you guys talk about Rose at all? Or
nope, I actually didn't. Go ahead, it's all you. There's the narrative you want too, but it's not in Chicago, so.
Yeah, I know I don't – I feel like he's got to kind of show up now with that, you know, stunt he pulled, so – I don't mind him at his price. He's a little lower and on a five games. I mean, if there was 10 games, you know, I'm writing him off, but I got to look at him tonight for a little bit of a salary saver at the point guard position. So I'd probably say he would be one of my favorite plays on the Knicks.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. I like that call. And I think that you're right. He should have to, you know, man up after what happened. It's funny that everybody last night took Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo and Porzingis were way higher drafted last night than I would have expected. I think people were expecting Rose to like come in and just pop out, but he's back and this is a revenge game and he's got to prove himself. So yeah, I could see getting behind Derrick Rose, even though he's not my favorite point guard to roster just because he hasn't really hit over 40 fantasy points, but you know, once in the last month and a half or so. But yeah, I can get behind that. What are your thoughts on Rose, Grant?
I have no desire to play him on fantasy draft at all. There's just guys who are slightly more expensive or way cheaper that I'd much rather go to. I get the narrative. I get all that. But, I mean, with just everyone in this lineup, I don't really have a huge desire to play him. I don't see the upside being there. Like in 1,200 or 12,000 on fantasy draft, just too much for me to want to play him tonight.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand either way, honestly, but I think he does make an interesting GPP play. All right, let's move on. We've got Los Angeles at San Antonio, 211 over under, San Antonio minus 14.5. I just want to mention that I've been going through a lot of projections before the show today, and it is odd how many people love Lakers in this matchup. And I understand that, you know, that you want to tax San Antonio. The best way to do it is from the point guard or center position. And you have Russell who could actually exploit because he's so quick, you know, a matchup with Parker or even Mills, who's ever in there for him. But I don't know if I particularly want to go that way. This game seems like a tough one. I don't know. It's hard for me to find a lot to like other than Kawhi in this game. I also am wondering, you know, you got the Gasol revenge going back, you know, not going back to, but playing the Lakers. But I don't know if there's really anything there. And Popovich doesn't care about that stuff as much as most people. So I don't like it with his games as much. I don't know. It's hard for me to find plays I really love in this game. Jack, we'll start with you. What am I missing?
I couldn't agree with you more, but, you know, just the small slate is always what stinks. And I can see the reasoning with the Lakers, but I feel like this is easily my least favorite, you know, matchup on the night. I mean, with the highest spread, and we know, granted, Lakers have been playing better, but what team is the smartest team in the NBA where they can shut that type of team down? I mean, the Spurs are just – and then if this game turns – I don't know. It's really tough because I am a Lakers fan, but – if anybody on the Lakers, I feel like Russell would be my favorite.
Yeah, the problem also with this is the Spurs are coming off that bad loss, and you know it's not like teams are going to have duds like that at home too. Their most recent game, but their home loss a couple games back. That's, you know, those kind of things make a difference, and I feel like that, you know, this is not a team that's going to just be letting up after that, you know, disappointing loss to Milwaukee. So I don't know. I really like, I really think the Spurs are going to kill them in this game, and I'm a Laker fan. So I'm mostly staying away, but I agree. Russell would be the best place to go on the Lakers. Do you have any interest in the Spurs at all? Kawhi do anything for you?
Yeah. I mean, any night he's on the slate, I mean, you gotta be a fan of him, I guess. So I'll play him in a little bit of Aldridge. I'll have a little bit of exposure to this game just because there's only five games and, you know, you gotta have a little bit. You never know.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Grant, turn it over to you. I know you're gonna
I disagree. I don't have a huge amount of interest in Russell. I think you can play him. I mean, he's got the upside. He's going to be low owned, and his price isn't terrible. He's been putting up great numbers lately. But I want to know why you guys have no interest in Randle. I mean, he's been putting up great numbers. He put up that dud last game, but that was a weird game flow situation, and he only shot 2 for 9 from the field. His price has gone down, I think, almost a whole G. Like, I am trying to figure out why. I get it's a very tough matchup, and this game could be a blowout, but I have a huge amount of interest in him just because what his upside is.
If the Lakers were going small, I would have, and the game was going to stay close, I would do that. I don't think that will be the case. They can't do it against the Spurs team. So I just don't think it's a good spot for Randle. I think I do like the price, but attacking San Antonio with a center makes more sense to me than a power forward, because actually with LMA back, like they're better defensively against that position. I do think that, you know, I know that there's one, I've used this guy a few times and I got a lot of positive love last time because of it. This could be an interesting spot. If the game was in LA, I would be saying Mozgov makes sense as a value play. And I've been right on Mozgov the only times I've played him. I played him against Memphis when he had 25, and I played him against Orlando when he had 31 for the minimum. And this is one of those situations where they might need a big man on the court a little bit more. And for the minimum cost, you know, the guy has 30-plus fantasy point upside. He just showed it the other night. So I think this is the kind of game that if you're going to target somebody cheap on the Lakers, that actually could be a sneaky way to go. And you know his ownership will be less than 2%. So it's a kind of a sneaky spot.
Yeah, I could not have. I mean, I've been opposite with Mozgov. Every time I play him, I've been getting burned. So, I mean, I could see it, like you were saying, definitely if we're kind of digging for value. But as much as I love to disagree with Grant, just to get him all riled up.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree with him on Randle. He made some great points, and that's a great call. I mean, he's been doing good. His price has come down, so I think that's a great call on Grant's part, and I do have to agree with him. And you know, I can see the narrative of the matchup and stuff, but hey, if you're going to get a guy with his upside as of late against, you know, on a 5-game slate, sign me up.
Yeah, and he also is cheaper. I want to mention on Fantasy Draft, he's significantly cheaper. I mean, he's 12-3. Usually you go about double DraftKings at 6,600, 6,700, whatever he is over there. So I think that he's actually – that does make him more of an interesting play. It's, again, probably not where I'm going, but his if you look at his game log, he's been pretty consistent for his price. And the matchup isn't great, but, you know, it's a short slate, and you might need to take some shots with somebody. And he definitely makes sense to at least two guys who know basketball on this show, and maybe not to me so much. Anyway, all right. I think we've exhausted this game a little bit. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. Am I missing anything, Jack?
Nope.
Grant?
Real quick, Lou Williams and Nick Young, I believe, are worth a shot. I mean, they're really low priced, and the one place that San Antonio struggles at is against the shooting guard. And then Parker just going up against that terrible Lakers guard position. It's one of those where he could go off for a pretty good game. We've seen it lately. It's not a reliable thing to do, but at 9-2, it's worth a shot, I think, at low ownership.
Yeah, I like the Parker call. I mean, if you look at his game log, other than one game, he's actually been terrific for his price for a while now. I actually am not – the thing that's hard for me about playing Spurs when it's after lineup lock is you never know if they're going to make a late decision to sit one of their older guys, especially at night after – you know, Aldridge sat for a game. You know, they're probably not going to sit Gasol against the Lakers, but they might sit Parker. They've done it a couple times this year. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it always worries me a little bit, especially when it comes to cash games. But I don't think any of these guys are true cash game plays tonight anyway. So for GPPs, go ahead and fire them up. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to a game that I think is interesting more than the point spread will indicate. It is Dallas at Phoenix, and it's a 206 over under. Dallas minus 1.5. It's probably about as low of an over under as you'll see in a Phoenix game. There's a lot of reasons why I like this, and it has a lot to do with pricing. Bledsoe is just simply too cheap on DraftKings on fantasy draft, as is I feel like on the other side of the ball, Deron Williams and Dirk are in pretty good spots to, you know, have 40 point fantasy point upside. And I think that they're pretty safe for almost 30 in this matchup, especially with no Bogut tonight against an up-tempo Phoenix team. So I feel like there's some good spots to take here. Grant, we'll start with you. Who are your favorite plays on either side of the ball?
So yeah, Bledsoe, just at that price and what he's been doing lately, it's one of those where I'm just, I love him in the spot tonight. And he's a just great play. I don't have any reason to fade him except for the fact that they're are other guys that around that pricing that I really like Holiday. But with fantasy draft, you got the roster flexibility that you can fit 3, 4, 5 point guards into the same lineup. So there's a lot of ways that you can go. But one guy I really like tonight, especially for cash, is going to be Harrison Barnes. I mean, he's been putting up great, consistent numbers lately. The minutes are there. It's one of those spots where you can really rely on him in a spot in a game where there's not a whole lot of the small forward position in terms of consistency tonight. So I really like him tonight. Matthews, Duran, and Dirk, I think, are all decent GPP plays at their price. But one thing I really want to mention is Devin Booker could be in for a pretty decent game today. Dallas is, I think, they are absolute worst in terms of allowing three-point percentage in the entire league. I think they allow – there's a 40% make rate at three-point range from opponents against Dallas, and that's just silly. Plus, I think they have one of the worst field goal percentages. It's going to be a slower-paced game than you're used to for Phoenix, but if Booker just starts shooting off shots, then he could have the potential for a huge game against these guys, even if there's not that many possessions.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I like what you said. I thought Harrison Barnes makes a lot. I mean, his price is just way, way too low on fantasy draft specifically. It's 12-6. So is Bledsoe's at 13-3. But I really think that that Booker is a great GPP play tonight because of what you said about the three-point shooting. I didn't realize it was 40%. I knew they were bad against the three. I had no idea it was that bad. That's really bad. And I think that everybody on the Dallas side of the ball is in play. The starting five is very much in play to me. All right, Jack, what do you think about these guys and this game in general?
One real quick thing. I am entering the Roto-Grinders Chat League as we speak. This is my first night, so everyone take it easy on me. So hopefully I can get that hat because I haven't got a hat yet, which I'm a little upset about with Roto, you know. But hopefully
come on. Let's get the man a hat. This guy wins everything. Let's get the man a hat.
Well, he doesn't need a hat. He wins everything. He doesn't.
I guess that's a fair point.
The number one thing that I've always wanted, though, was a hat, so – I guess I'll just have to wait.
All right, I'll take your winnings and I'll just ship you one of mine.
All right, that's a pretty good deal.
I'll swap lineups with you tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Who do you like though tonight in the Mavs Suns?
I am a, you know, it's call me crazy here. I feel like these minutes, it's just he's always a tournament guy for me. Wesley Matthews, he's getting over 30 minutes a game, and he's just. Minutes equal money, and one of these nights the shot's got to fall. And on the contrary, you know, Booker, you know, he already stated it, he's probably one of my favorite tournament plays, but he's always one of my favorite tournament plays. Warren, I think Warren is interesting, but you never know with Watson and his rotations. I mean, he's just one of those other guys that kind of throws them all out there. So I don't mind Warren as tournament, and old man Dirk, I can sign me up for a little bit of that.
Sounds good. Anybody else on the – is there anybody on the lower tier worth talking about? I think that, you know, I don't love Tucker, but I think that he's actually a safe-ish play to probably get 5X on his value, but I don't think it's a great play by any means. He's actually been getting a little bit of run, and he doesn't really do much more than 20. I think that Matthews is a really good call, especially on fantasy draft. He's 9,200. I generally I want to mention me and Grant were doing a Roto Academy video last night, and we did talk about some site stuff. I won't get into too much, but one thing with the advantage of playing on fantasy draft is for the most part, you don't need to roster shooting guards and small forwards, which has been a nightmare for most of us all year. It's just guards in the forward center position and then two utility spots. I think that really helps your roster. I've played 5 point guards before. I've played 5 centers this year. They're just the better options, and the pricing for some reason, the broken algorithm on DraftKings for the center position translates over to fantasy draft somewhat as well. They're just everybody all the big men are priced a little bit lower than I feel like they should be, and certainly lower than they are on FanDuel and some of the other sites. So I just think that when you're thinking about roster construction, you do want to try and maximize taking the best players. However, guys like Matthews being at 9,200 and TJ Warren being at 8,700, they definitely make sense at the minimum as GPP plays, especially Matthews, you could almost say is cash just based on how much he plays and how terrible he's been shooting and still putting up 15 to 25. You know, imagine if he's actually making some shots one night, he can put up, you know, 35 or 40.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts on the game. I know I talked a little fast on that one.
Wow, really, Bobby? I've never seen you do that before.
That's never happened before. It's the first time. I usually talk really slow. So anything else we want to hit on from this game? I think that it's definitely a game I'm looking at targeting more. I think people will stay away from it from the over under, but I think it's actually a really interesting game, partly because there aren't that many games that are supposed to stay close tonight. So this being one of them, I have to like it.
Yeah, I think it's really sneaky. I agree 100%. I feel like it will be a little underowned, so I'm going to have some good exposure to this. But I just, like you were kind of reiterating, I just feel like there's not many, like, low-value plays. I feel like I'm going to stick with the starting fives just because we don't really know much of the rotation with these teams. So, you know, I do like this game.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. We're going to move on to the hammer, the Pistons at the Warriors. That's my first time using that expression, but I kind of liked it, so... There you go, Dean. A little shout out for you. Detroit at Golden State, 218 over under, Golden State minus 13.5. Okay, guys, this is one of those spots where I'm starting to think it's a stack or fade for me, but I would love to hear what you guys are thinking of.
Go ahead, Jack.
Let's go with you first.
All right, I'll take it away on this one. Is it crazy that I love Drummond tonight?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense, especially after what Whiteside did the other day.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, don't play centers against the Warriors, yada, yada, yada. Well, everyone says don't. That's when I do. So that's why I'm going to have to go with Drummond in this spot. He has that 50-point upside. This is the type of game that I, you know, I feel like, didn't they play and he had a pretty good game, Drummond?
I don't know what he did in their first match.
So they played, and I think he only ended up with 33, 35 points. But they played twice last year, and I think he ended up with 42 and 45.
Okay. All right. Well, it's all right. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was a little better, but I'm still going to go with them. I'm going to roll with them tonight. And, the Pistons play with a big man on the floor. The Warriors are not going to take them out of that game plan. I feel like every team tries to go small to match up with the Warriors, but Van Gundy's one of those guys. He's going to, you know, put the big in the middle with four shooters around him. So I'm not afraid of him losing minutes unless they're getting blown out. So I'm going to have some good exposure. He's probably my favorite play on the Pistons.
Love it. I totally agree with that. Grant, any thoughts on Drummond?
Oh, gosh. I'm all over him today. I mean, he's one of my favorite. So many people are going to be on Brolo that at like 1K, I'm not sure on fantasy draft, maybe 1,500 more expensive. I'm going to go with Drummond at 10% ownership compared to 30 or
yeah,
something.
His fantasy draft price is almost criminal being at 13.8. So basically equating to less than 7K on DraftKings, that's pretty insane. Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see Drummond below 7K. He's already been too low all year in the 7,300 to 7,800 range. But on fantasy draft, I just say you got to play this guy at 13.8.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely all over him. And I think there are a few other – I don't like as much of the Golden State side, but it's going to be one of those where I'm stacking – if I'm playing anyone from Golden State, I'm probably stacking the game. But Detroit, I'm fine with Reggie Jackson tonight. He's been putting up great numbers lately. Obviously, this is going to be an up-tempo game. I worry about the blowout a little bit, but that doesn't concern me as much. He has a chance for a huge game in this up-paced matchup. Harris has been putting up just consistent as all hell numbers in the last few weeks. I think he has like 33, 34, 33, 35, 34, 33, something like that in the last five, six matchups. So with Lure out, I think that he's a great play for cash tonight at 12.5. And then that's Marcus Morris, I think, is a little bit of a GPP play at 9,200. That price is too cheap for the kind of upside that he can get. And this is the type of game where he can go off for a huge game.
Yeah, I actually think he might benefit just as much, maybe more so than Harris with Lure out, getting some more run on that second unit against the non-starters, because I think that helped Harris out a lot when he started moving to the bench. And I actually really like both of them, those guys, for GPPs tonight. I think you can actually stack. If you're going to take – I mean, if this game stays close, the Golden State's going to be missing shots. So what does that mean? Drummond will probably have close to 20 rebounds, maybe more.
Then, he put up, I think, last year against Golden State, 17 and 21. If I remember correctly.
So if Golden State's missing and they're going to keep chucking, Drummond should have a field day rebounding wise. And the thing is, even if they shoot 50%, there's still going to be plenty of rebounds, you know, out there if Detroit can keep it close. So I do love Drummond in a sort of stack. I think Reggie Jackson's too cheap. And if this game stays close, he's got probably the best matchup to exploit. So I think he's very much in play. I think Harris is interesting. I don't even mind KCP and Morris. It all depends on if you think this game can stay close for 3.5 quarters. And I think it can. Jack, who else do you want? Who else do you like in this game other than Drummond?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows my opinion with Golden State. You know, I always feel like if the game stays close, it's going to be a gold mine. So I'm going to go again with my bull call tonight that the Pistons are going to keep it close because I want to believe it. So if I believe it, then I'll play the game. So I'm going to have good exposure to this game. So Harris, I think Reggie Jackson's in a good spot. Another guy that no one's really talking about, but he's going to get minutes with Lure out. He didn't really do. I was on him the other night. Pretty sneaky, Stanley Johnson.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's going to get minutes. He's a total GPP play. He, you know, with Lure out last game, he got 22 minutes, so he should break the 20-minute mark. In this matchup, his minutes are going to be, you know, he's going to get over 20 minutes no matter what, even if they're getting blown out. And if they're getting blown out, it's even better. So I feel like he's a very, very interesting punt, deep punt play.
I actually think that that's really interesting because I'm a big – I don't know what happened to Stanley Johnson. I was convinced this guy was going to be a terrific NBA basketball player. Partly the tight rotations have kept him out, but and also too many players who are similar position-wise. But I think if that guy gets some run, there's a lot of things he can do without ever scoring. The scoring's a bonus. And if he gets, you know, 20 to 25 minutes, I'm very interested in him. I'm not sure about his minutes yet, but as a GPP play, I think it's definitely off the board and definitely an interesting way to go. Grant, any thoughts on that?
I don't really have any interest in Stanley Johnson, but for those of you that are worried about them keeping the game close, this year when they played, I think they lost by 6. Last year when they played, Detroit, I think, won by 20, and they kept it within 10 on the other game. So you can – I don't think it's as much as the odds of a blowout aren't as much as the Vegas line seems to think. So it's one of those where I think it's a lot safer to stack this game than a lot of people think.
Yeah, and it is weird because the Pistons are a funny team because mostly they play everybody tough and then they'll lose by game by 50 or 60. It happened a couple of times earlier in the season. They lost to the Clippers. I was watching the game. I remember they were down by 60 points, I think, early in the third. I was like, what is happening? What kind of a game is 90 to 30 or something? But yeah, they do have those off nights. But for the most part, you're betting on an unusual thing happening. And even if they do get blown out, it's not like these guys still can't make value. That's something people often miss in DFS. They sort of write games off because of a blowout. It's not like the Lakers Spurs where the Spurs could just shut them down. I don't think the Warriors are just going to shut the Pistons down. That's not sort of their MO. They're efficient defensively, but they're not good overall because they play at such a fast pace and they shoot so quick in the shot clock. There's always opportunities for the other team to put up monster fantasy numbers. Anything else about this game before we maybe do some QQs or, you know, do some studs and duds, something like that?
Yeah, everyone start getting your QQs in there right now since this is a Bobby show. We probably got through a little bit too quickly and it's only a 5-game slate. Get some questions in there. We've got insightful things to tell you.
All right, let's do it. Hopefully, Grant, when they fire up, will you start asking them? But in the meantime, let's try and do something fun. Let's do a little stud and who's your stud and dud for the night. We're just going to pick one stud who we like the most. We still don't know about Davis, but we're going to include him if he plays. Jack, why don't you go first?
All right, I'll go for a stud. Are we going any price or just your favorite play?
Any price. But you want to go upper tier, preferably, I'd say. We'll do a lower price guy next.
Okay, and are we going to go GPP with this? You know, so are we going?
Let's do a GPP.
All right. Then I'm gonna have to go with Drummond. I don't know if I'm stealing Grant's. If that was gonna be Grant's, I'll pick a different one. But I feel like he's just. If I'm gonna get him at his ownership, I don't know why. I really like this spot for him. So he could burn me, but I'm gonna go with it.
All right, I like it. Grant, is that your guy?
Yeah, he stole mine, but I'm not going to go Wade or Davis because those are just way too obvious. So Julius Randle, I am going to just go hard in the paint on this guy tonight.
I like it. I guess I'll be a little bit not different, but it's not a great, you know, pace matchup. But I think I'll take Eric Bledsoe. You know, this obviously proves that we don't really love a lot of the top end guys tonight, and there aren't all that many playing. So we definitely stepped down a little bit of a tier. Usually we're picking one of the top three most expensive players. Tonight is not really that night. None of those guys have the matchups you want. It's just really the Golden State guys and Kawhi. And Kawhi is a fine play, but I don't know. I think that those other three guys we mentioned are definitely better GPP plays than anybody else on there. And how about a dud, a big high price guy who you just hate tonight? Grant, we'll go with you first this time.
Kristaps, no shares of him, and he's supposed to be 20% owned.
I like it. Jack?
I'm going to go, man, that's a tough one. It's just an ugly slate. You can go a lot of spots here, but I'm going to go same game, but I'm going to go Melo.
Interesting. All right. You guys are both taking – I have a little bit of interest in both of those guys tonight. So that's a couple of guys who I definitely wasn't going to pick. The guy who I'm going to say – it's so easy to take the Spurs guys, so I'm not going to really go there. I should have said Jrue Holiday was my GPP play. Him and Bledsoe are 1 and 1A. They're both going to be in almost all my lineups. I think this is – if Durant wasn't so cheap on fantasy draft, I would say him, but – I think that Draymond Green is actually due for a down night. And I don't think, you know, he's pretty consistent, but I don't think he'll put up more than 35 tonight. And I think that's probably I have him at pegged at 34.7 right now in my projection system. So he's the guy I'm picking. Only slightly under the numbers that, you know, there's a lot of places tonight where there's, you know, it's not like we have to have this guy other than Wade. There's a lot of just possibilities and nobody, I don't feel like anybody's going to crash and burn, but there's just a lot of guys who are just probably going to go slightly under or slightly over their expected numbers, at least I think more than usual tonight. All right. We should, Grant, do we have any QQs up there?
Yeah, we got a few of them. Barnes or Mello? I'm going to say Barnes and Cash, Mello in tournaments.
All right, Jack.
I'd have to go Barnes all day with a little bit lower salary. Mello is just, you just don't know what you're going to get with him. You know, is he going to get ejected or is he going to go for 60?
So. Yeah. Yeah, I would tend to say the Barnes for Cash, Mello for GPPs. But, you know, I don't know. I don't really love Carmelo. I don't love him, but I have some exposure to him. But I think that the better play is, yeah, I'm not going for Mello, I guess.
Yeah. Rose and Russell, DK, GPP. I'm going Russell 8 out of 10 times. I just see a higher upside there.
I think we know where Jack's at on this one, too.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, man. I don't know. That's a tough one. I love Russell. That's what stinks, but I'm going to go opposite and I'm going to go with Rose. I'm going to disagree with Grant on this one. I'm going Rose.
Attaboy, make wrong choices.
I will go with Rose as well. You sold me on him earlier, Jack. So
Rose against the Bulls. That's all I'm saying. Trust me. He's going to come and play tonight.
All right. I'm into it. I'm going with Rose.
Top two team stacks of the night. I mean, I'm off the board here. I'm going to my favorite team stack tonight, or game stack is going to be San Antonio, the Lakers. It may be dumb, but I really like it for GPPs.
The only problem with it is that people are the projected draft percentages are fairly high for the guys you want in that lineup.
No.
Kawhi, I mean, Randall. Look at it. Yeah. Take a look. Kawhi, Randall, Russell.
It looked like they're all under 20%.
Maybe
it's one of the low. Kawhi's 22%, and that's by far the highest. Everyone else is 15% and under.
Okay.
In my opinion, that is off the board. If it's high owned, I don't know. That surprises me if it's going to be high owned. But
I didn't say the game the stacks would be high owned. What I'm saying is there's enough individuals who are going to be fairly high owned. I thought I would have guessed a little higher, like 25% for Russell tonight, just based on what he's been doing recently. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think that. I mean, I'm not with you on this game, but if this game does go and if the ownership's that low, it definitely is a game worth targeting. It's got a high over-under, and both teams can score. How about yours, your favorite stack, your favorite game to stack or team to stack tonight, Jack?
You guys could use the whatever it's called if you guys want to, but mine's going to be Pistons-Warriors.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Go ahead. Yeah, I know you were saying with the Draymond Green, but my big thing with – and it's just the Pistons. I could definitely see Green busting this spot, but I love stretch fours. I wouldn't call him a true stretch four, but I don't mind him against the Pistons.
Okay, interesting, because this is I've been on this stretch four thing since last year with against the Pistons, and it really hasn't changed at all. The only thing is about Draymond is he's not a good enough shooter in my opinion.
I agree.
That's like he's hot at times. He gets opportunities.
We're stretching the rule.
Yeah, it's a little look at this guy with the funds over here. All right, so yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely an interesting game to target, though. I do agree that would be the way to go. I'll pick a little one that's a little bit off the board, which I said already that I liked, and that's the Mavs and Suns. I just think that there's a lot of value out there. They're way underpriced, and it's an up-paced game drastically for the Mavs, who are also a man short without Bogut. Not that that's a huge deal. They've been playing that way a lot of the year, but Nowitzki's looked pretty good lately, and I think there's enough spots you can target that are just cheap enough to where you can actually get you can do a semi-game stack and then use all the best plays you want from any other game. So I really like that game.
Great. Been asked like three times in chat, never got around to it. Now, is it a KCP night tonight? And I think for a GPP spot, it's a fine KCP play. He's going up against a very high up-tempo offense. I'd worry about the blowout a little bit, but I think it's a good night for him, and I'll have some shares of him.
I really like KCP. That's biased. I just like
him. You always do.
Yeah, I do. He can win. He's won me so many tournaments. Not even funny. So I can never say anything bad about him.
All these Pistons guys are always underdrafted because they play. They're just every them. It's so distributed so evenly so often with them that they're always underdrafted in GPPs, in my opinion. And KCP has been, he's been great for you. Like, I've had a lot of success with Marcus Morris, getting him on the right nights. And there's a lot of guys where, if they have a little bit, they hit a few extra shots that night, start getting some more usage, because they do tend to spread the ball around a lot. They, anybody sort of is in play in GPPs, especially against the Warriors. So I think KCP is in play.
Yeah. Some guy asked how many Warriors how many guys from the Warriors Detroit game can you stack in one lineup? I'd say you could go up to five easily.
Yeah. Can you financially go up to five?
Huh?
It's hard to financially go up to five.
I mean, well, let's see. Durant, Draymond, Drummond, Jackson, Morris,
Stanley.
Paul Wolpo, Stanley.
How much? How do you fit those guys in price wise? Like, I feel like I think that we're talking under minimum salary. But I agree that it could be five guys. I just think it might have to be different than Durant or Curry, because the pricing is good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if you can throw both Durant and Curry, but I'd rather throw Durant and Draymond in together. But you could definitely fit five guys in, especially on fantasy draft. And there are some guys with some decent upside around 6 to 9K on fantasy draft tonight.
Also, do we think anything about what they're going to try and do on the Golden State side in terms of trying to match up with Drummond? Is there any chance that, Zaza gets more run tonight or something like that? I mean, do we not think about that at all? Because that could be another interesting access to value. We know that Zaza, when he's played, has been pretty decent point per minute in the past. He's actually had 27 and 21 his last two games. He's another guy for basically the minimum 3,300, I think, and 6,600 on fantasy draft, where, four out of his last five games, he's been over 21. All of his last five, he's been over 18. There's against Drummond, who tends to give up a lot of fantasy points to centers, and just the fact that he might have to be on the court more, even if he gets in foul trouble or whatever, if he plays close to 30 minutes, Zaza could become a real good value play.
Yeah. I like him a lot on DraftKings. I think he's what, like 34 over there.
Yeah.
He'd be cheap on both sides. So I like him, and he's had, I think last night he didn't do it, but the night before, he's had like four straight games with over 10 points. And
no, he's had five over 18 in a row.
Yeah.
He's had like 12 with 10 points or more.
Yeah, I meant real life points.
Oh, I got you. Got you. Yeah,
my bad. So, for actual points, that's what you like to see. So as long as he's scoring, and then he's going to get you the rebounds, and he's going to do his little Zaza dance, you never know.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, and against Detroit, last time he only ended up with 16.5 DK points, only played 19 minutes. So that worries me a little bit, but it doesn't worry me a lot. You look at him against guys with decent bigs, Miami, Sacramento, Brooklyn, he's all had over 20 points in all those games and won a 40. So I think he's worth a shot tonight, especially on fantasy draft. If you're trying to do a full game stack on this, it's definitely worth at least an interest in throwing him in there.
Yeah, I think that it's one thing I absolutely love to do is try and find out guys who will get extra minutes, because they're so – the minutes, we always say it, but minutes equal money. And I do think it's really important to think about like those little – the fact that Zaza could get more minutes tonight just because they need to match up with Drummond a little more. And it's not like the guys off the bench are – if the game stays close and they really do want to keep it there, Zaza can put up a lot of fantasy points. So I don't know. I think he is interesting. Yeah. Anything else before we sign off, guys? I feel like we've done most of the stuff. Should we answer any more QQs? We've got about 2 minutes.
I mean, I'm not seeing a whole lot. Booker or KCP, I'm going KCP.
Hey, Grant, are we – what? So what was your reasoning why you hate Lopez tonight? Robin.
Robin? I mean, I haven't looked into it too much. I mean, he just wasn't on my – there's a lot of other centers I'd like to go with, but I guess on fantasy draft you can fit different guys in. I mean, I'd rather go with Brolo. I'd rather go with Drummond. I'd rather pay up a little bit for some other guys at center tonight, but – on fantasy draft, I guess it makes sense to throw him in there. I haven't looked at it much, so that's my main trepidation there.
Are we going to go with a bet on the over-under then?
For points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do it by FanDuel, or are we going to do it by fantasy draft points?
Let's go fantasy draft points. That's a show that's sponsoring us right now, bro.
I'll draft them then for sure. So everyone knows one of my picks, so... There's only like there's like eight spots left open in that thing. So
what's the over under set at?
How do the point? Is it the same point scoring in yeah. Okay. Well, would you take the over under at what if we did 22?
Make it 23 and I'll take the under.
Ah, that's rough. 22.5.
I was actually thinking 23 was a number too when you guys said that.
So I'll take the under in 23. Chugging a beer.
Yep, chugging a beer, and you have to say Mason Plumlee is the best underrated center in the NBA.
I mean, I'm probably going to say that anyway, so that's not really a punishment.
Well, all right, then. You got to say Damian Lillard is the best point guard in the NBA.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
Hey, that's the part of the bet. If you want to take it, take it. If not, chug a beer and say that.
All right, then you have to say Dan DeVito is the most handsome and underrated actor of all time.
That's a rough one, but I'll write that down and try to remember that.
You can go underrated, though. I think underrated's legit.
Yeah, he is pretty
handsome. Is legit. Look at that guy.
Yeah, we know he's your role model. Where's your little cutout? I liked it better in the back when you had him in your background. Where is he?
Oh, no.
There he is.
Hey, guys. Danny's here.
Oh, man.
All right. All right, guys. 23 is the bet, then?
We said 22 and a half.
22 and a half. Got it. And if chug a beer and then we got to say those things and I will gladly say Danny DeVito. If you don't want to say the Lillard, you can say Plumlee. I'll let you choose on that.
I mean, if you're doing Danny DeVito, I'll do Lillard.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh my God. Okay. Anything else guys about the slate or otherwise that we should fill in? We've got about 90 seconds.
Just some guy says me talking about Marcus Morris upside. What upside, dude? He's got upside. He put
41 and a half up the other night, like two games ago.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's a freaking idiot right here. Can't read game logs. What a
Bobby, who are you taking on? Whose side are you on in the bet?
I'm drastically on your side with Lopez. I think Lopez gets 25 plus tonight, so I'm definitely on the Lopez side.
All right. That's what I like to hear. I gotta have people backing me up, so.
It's true. And when we tend to agree, which is most of the time, not all the time, it's been good for both of us. So hopefully Lopez has another nice night tonight.
It really has been. It really has been. That's what's funny. So let's hope we're right again.
Yeah, and, I hope so.
And well, hopefully we're chugging a beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to see that anyway, but this way we'll get it on Twitter and have some fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it's great doing the show with you guys. It's got a fun little five-game slate. If there's any last QQs you've got, we'll answer one more before we go off. But otherwise, Grant?
Rose Holiday or Rose Rondo for GPPs. I'm going Holiday over
Holiday
Rondo.
Holiday all day. And Eric Bledsoe all day. Jack?
I like Eric Bledsoe. And, that's about all I got.
Sweet. Right. Well, guys, great doing the show with you. These are two of my favorite guys in the DFS world. It's lucky to do a show with them. Love being on Roto Grinds with these guys. We'll be back. I'll be back with a couple of you guys tomorrow. I don't know who it is actually yet. I haven't looked at the schedule, but thanks for doing the show. Anything you want to add before we sign off?
Grant's going to hold that Danny DeVito till his next show. Right where he is. He's just going
to
wait.
I generally sleep with him right next to me on my bed. I like to have someone watching over me.
You got to have him next for there for the next Roto Academy video, Grant. I want a little DeVito in my life. Anyway, guys. All right. Well, for Grant Niefer and Jack Hendrickson, I'm Bobby Firestone saying we are out of here. Good luck tonight.
See you, kids.